NTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Fire lines continue to hold on the campfire near Fort Stanton. There was no fire spread overnight on Tuesday, so it remains around 720 acres. The area affected by the fire is a specially managed area by the BLM and the state of New Mexico. Fort Stanton, established in 1855, is one of the most intact 19th century military forts in the country and is the best preserved fort in New Mexico. It is one of the largest historical sites in the state at 240 acres with 88 buildings and is best known for its role in the Indian Wars and the Civil War. During its 160-year history, Fort Stanton has also seen the lawless days of Billy the Kid, hosted patients at its hospital during the tuberculosis epidemic, and became an internment camp for German sailors and Japanese Americans during World War II. Now, it is accommodating firefighters as they work to contain the fire that nearly destroyed the site. And measles cases in New Mexico have now climbed to 79, with Lee County still leading the number of cases at 66. Sandoval County has now reported 6 cases, Eddy County 3 cases, Doña Ana 2 cases, and Curry and Chavez counties each have reported 1 case. In Texas, the number of cases rose by only 1 to 729, with 408 of those cases in Gaines County, just across the New Mexico state line from Lee County. El Paso County now has reported 57 cases, and Lubbock County has reported 53 cases. The Mescalero Apache Honor Day Festival will take place at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday at Country Club Park in Ruidoso. There will be live music, art vendors, the Lee Pike War Dance Group, cultural demonstrations, children's activities, and Mescalero storytelling all day long. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.